Where you're gonna do it, you should give them credit, have to give them credit on their federal income tax for a percentage of their property taxes for their homes.
Great, that's something you should have, like, if you can do it.
We can find a way to do that. I don't know, we can do it without congressional authority, I don't think we can.
All right.
But all you have to do is propose it, see what that.
Propose, we wanna do that, and then where do we get the money for it? Where do we get the money?
Well, we'll cost it out and see what it costs, but we may have to raise taxes.
I think we may have.
We may have to put on value on the tax, we may have to institute the whole tax. But I don't really worry about that, if the people are convinced that you're really trying to get a dollar's worth of value for a dollar spent, they'll spend increase in taxes.
If particularly with the one hand, you raise taxes in one area, which they don't feel.
Right.
And take it off in another area where they do feel.
That's correct.
If you buy that property tax, you're the best way to manage that.
That's correct. And it's gonna cost us X billion if we give $600 or $1,000 credit or $1,000 deduction for your taxes, make them totally deductible. If you want to, we cost it all out and see, then we'll put over value added tax and move it. But we're thinking, I'm personally thinking about all of these things, and.
And we're not gonna have to do anything about any of these, all these investigation issues and so forth until around. I think maybe we'll probably be in California. I'm gonna probably set it up that maybe be out there for a few days and have everybody do their.
Constantly, and I watch constantly, I noticed though that the Wharton School of Finance there, economists.
Where's Pennsylvania?
Came out here the other day, versus Pennsylvania.
What they come up?
Well, they basically say that the economy's moving, it's moving on a solid base, they're predicting $1,053,000,000,000. That they predicted employment by next fall will be down to 5%. Or next year, they said down to 5%.
That's by January or?
And they didn't say what month. But they said it would be down to 5.5% by the end of this year.
Well, that means the right movement, as you all said, it just moves in the right direction.
That's all.
It doesn't go up.
That's right. Yes, they have the right movement before.
The average rate predicts 7%. I don't know. But nevertheless, I know that war and politics and the economy, it's all the same. You've always gotta plan for the worst and hope for the best and talk for the best. Hell, I have a truck up, beat his hell, and confident as hell, the economy's gonna go up and so forth. Lots of strong signs, no question. Retail sales are strong, housing is still strong. The Dodge Broad Hill Survey is extremely interesting, showed a 35% increase in plans for construction.
Right.
Other signs have moved some off the other direction, but generally speaking, the indicators are stronger. And I noticed the economy, the top economists around the works along that line. Exactly, his thoughts were in that direction. Then he rushed at the marriage tax in the other direction. So it may be that we're on the brink of movement, and the real key to it, of course, is the confidence factor.
That's right.
If we ever get that thing tipped, and one of the areas where you gotta tip, where we really have to drive is California. That's, I just looked at California, you know, the volumes of people with regard to the comparison of whether they will be, whether unemployment will go up. Now, the moment that shifts, see, we gotta understand, 10% of all the people live in the continent state. Now, when that shifts, I mean, then money starts to flow in, and your sales go up, and everything goes, and the economy moves like that. There's a hell of a lot of savings around the country, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of money ready to go.
Yes, sir.
The question is whether people are going to have the confidence to spend it. Once they start spending it, the inventories are down, I understand.
Yes, sir.
Is this all true?
Yes.
Well, they are, and these are things that are potential areas of growth.
I don't see anything really to be discouraged about. I think we all will get a little discouraged from time to time, because, you know, you always lurk in the back of your mind and thought, well, maybe we are wrong. But I don't think so, I think we're still right, I think the plan is right. The market's doing exactly what I think the economy dictates it to, went down. down to about 900. It's moving back up. It's going to float in this area, 925.
Yeah.
Back down again, I think, until the rest of the economy catches up with it.
It'll hang around 900.
Yes, it will. 900 or better. And by next year, I think it's going to go over 1,000.
Or over 1,000. When it does, that's going to be a very good sign.
First time in history.
Where there's
and there's just certain things.
Let's be prepared. My own view is this, you know, economic policy. We want to do the right thing, of course. But on the other hand, as we approach this election, by God, we are not going to leave anything unturned. We're not going to be the heroes that lose because of the economy, right? If we lose for other reasons, that's just too bad. In other words, if we screw up the foreign policy, we deserve to lose. That's my view. To lose on the economy is just dead stupidity.
Well, I agree. We don't have a question. Sure. And we're not going to. I still think we need to pick out a couple of entities. The thing we need is a psychological boost. Now, I've talked to many people. I've talked to two or three. And I discount for kindness some of their remarks, but they all say that among the people they've talked to, that the more us get tough attitude we had in Munich was music to their ears.
Yeah, I agree.
They said, this is great. This is the greatest thing we've heard.
Sure.
Now, I think you've got to get Hubert and Bill looking for something in the foreign affairs field. And it could be related to domestic affairs. And Pete, maybe it is with them. Maybe it's against the Japanese. Maybe it's against the Chinese. It's down in Congress down here. Maybe there's some move you can take. Let's pick out a couple of enemies that show the American businessman that you're out to protect their interests. Now, that may be how big it is. And you don't want to rock the international boat to do it. But if you could put an embargo on Japanese automobiles for 90 days, until you can study the American automobile productive capacity or some such thing.
Yeah, we've been too goddamn generous in my history.
Well, of course we
so forth. You know, interesting thing in that respect. inclined to think that as far as that average television viewer is concerned, he sees me in press conference after press conference being cool, composed, person. And I think they like that, up to a point. But I think sometime they might say, well, thank God he told those bastards a lie.
That's right.
What do you think?
That's right.
You
I would add one other thought to what you said. And just say we're here on national television, all three networks, talking to millions of people, and surely there's more concern this American Republic than what happened to 2,000 dissidents who came here to try to stop the workings of their government. To get on with us, questions, please, sir.
That's good. But just y'all said some righteous indignation.
I think you ought to.
I want cabinet people to do that. I tried to talk to them to do it. I mean, I think you did exactly right. I think you, what you're coming through, which is the important thing, which everything you're coming through, is a strong man, strong energy, so forth. It's very important that you do that. But in the case, you see, the difficulty with our cabinets, we haven't got anybody else that comes through. Mitchell is a strong man.
Yes.
But Mitchell does not come through, I mean, he basically is, he doesn't come through weak, but he just doesn't come through with any color. He can't, it's not his way. Mitchell is just a tough, no nonsense guy that the cops all know he's strong, but the folks don't. But Rogers, no way. He comes through smooth and sophisticated and weak. Lair will pound the table, nobody believes it. Larry. I'm talking Glenn Kent.
Yes,
very well, that's the case. He doesn't come through believable.
Right.
Romney works hard. Bolte works hard. They're not heavy enough. Sands, fine, but he's not taken too seriously. Richardson is basically an intellectual, a good straw, I mean, a good, capable administrator. Harden. You see, Bart, see the problem we've got? So you got a whole damn cabinet. All of them want to do the right thing.
No,
that's what I'm saying. All of them are decent men. All of them are on a goddamn good show. But when it comes to getting up there and finding any help, you need down someplace in that rank. Out of the cabinet, you need an Inkies.
That's right.
You need some people like that.
That's right.
You talk about a terrible Harold.
That's right.
Yeah. You even talk about that crazy Hickle. At least he has a little color.
That's right.
You gotta have a little.
You should.
Correct.
You should. You can't just manufacture it, but you have to build on whatever your personality is. And I don't get the reputation of just being a tough guy. Or
no, you don't. You don't have that.
But I'm gonna be myself, you know.
That's right.
That's all I know how to be.
And well, as a matter of fact, basically, I feel that I have delivered quite a very composed role and all that sort of thing during these demonstrations and so forth and so on. Melissa, last year in Cambodia, all that. You see, directed on the right issue.
Right.
In other words, it's the enemy there is.
Sure. And I would give a second thought to it.
You just crack it.
Yes, sir.
I sure would.
And then I'd go and follow up with the state of dust. Just say I'm talking hundreds or tens of millions of people in Sherman area. They have some interest in other matters. And can we pursue those, please? Thank you, sir.
I'll
see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, where
is this going to be in the mansion?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Let's do that before.
All right.
Is that in the front
door? All right.
I guess this is a change, isn't it, around the foreign ministers and ministers in Sacred Mire are not going to be standing by this goddamn meeting, this asshole that I heard. This is all changed, see, it's now, I'm just seeing. Well, anyway. Are they coming at 7:30 also?
No, sir, they arrive at 8.
Oh, good.
Mrs. Somoza and Mr. Costas and
Minister Formula. Somebody just brings them up, I suppose.
They'll, that's right. They'll be brought up, Mrs. Nixon. We'll receive them once you and President Somoza join them. Still fighting a couple of days ago, earlier in the day meeting.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But they wanted to have an arrival and everything?
No, we never did get to an arrival, but we were escalating rapidly. We could have gotten to one, but I had an entry program fine. He was in full agreement. We, just do the 7:30 now.
Yeah.
We weren't going to do anything. Then he said you had to, and he bought the 7:30, but then Hague and his people, and I guess pressure from state or somebody. It's to be a surprise because he's
got a virginity that in here, though. What the hell?
And you've given him the, now adding the wives to the dinner makes it that much more of an occasion.
They're all, nobody's at the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I meant that they applaud terribly hard. You know, any Alabama crowd is, you know, like when our chief of state come and applauds us.
Right. That's right.
Well, people just, you know, all Alabama crowd, you know, you make the goddamn speech on doors and nothing comes out. And I just feel that we're trying to show, if we were trying to show any enthusiasm for you, we didn't show a hell of a lot out there today. I mean, they were nice, they were pleasant, so, but you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And America's a good place. It's fine. I know I used to put them in the back of me too, because it made a better television picture.
But it's the old shot of the portico in the background, then the boys.
The old story of like the time we had the astronauts, Bob Audit. The thing in the back. I mean, it's a question of, do you want a great picture, or do you want a feeling of excitement, uplift, enthusiasm, you know?
Kids, because the expressions on their faces and the tremendous, all those cameras, every one of them in the camera.
There's not that idea that just independently of, he feels very strongly that my showing some little outrage, I mean, at least, and so forth. It's, he said, you know, I gave what I said. He said, you know, I got a bad one thing, and I said, now look, they're good to me. There is a lot of other subjects affecting our situations other than what a 12,000 rally bunch of demonstrators did when they came here to Washington. Let's get on to the next subjects.
Kennedy used to do that some. He used to try to press. He'd say, now, you know, there's nothing, you're not accomplishing anybody by bullet hammering away that or something. It doesn't make any sense. But he sort of marked down to the group. You can get away with the people.
Yeah.
That's the point. The people are with you. You can't get the press on. What the hell do you care?
They like it. They care, though. They like it. They do.
Sometimes. There's a day he did anyway, but... it probably would be effective.
Well... I asked John Irvin to raise the subject with me himself. I thought you'd said it was Schultz that raised it this morning.
Yeah, I did.
Good question. Irvin raised it in Bentley's. Is that the customs agents that picked up all this stuff? They're $60 million. It's a hell of a thing. I told a colleague, bring him in, and I'd give him a certificate or something.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a good thing to do. So you work with him on that. But that's constantly good.
Stirred up a little bit. It's not bad at all.
I think I should just start playing the role of being in charge of the man. Deal with it. You know, see, we're putting a man down over here. We get chatting. And he even entered the White House and every organization, national delegates, so forth. We'll reward people with this and that and the other thing. It hasn't worked. Nothing has worked up to this time. Part of the reason is the government's been going in all different directions.
But you've got to go. You gotta do like J. Edgar used to do, you know, don't arrest the son of a bitch till I get there. And then you walk up to the door and bang on the door. And LaGuardia used to jump on the fire wagon and run out to the fire. People probably was really worried about all those things. You can't do that kind of thing, but your people can.
Did you feel...
You can do something, but...
I wonder if you're... What your feeling is that I asked you.
Geez, you call them hoodlums and vandals.
Those were the words. maybe they're set too coolly.
You said those pretty firmly.
Yeah.
You said those, you were looking right into the camera, as I recall. You got, and that's, we're ticking that down.
Get down to this fundamental point about this whole crap about to what we do.
They're supposed to keep those goddamn white curtains back in there.
Can they do that, please?
Sure.
Have time.
Or better still, take them off. Remove them for summer. We don't need them.
Okay.
Take the time back.
They've just been sticking them back. Yeah, it's messy.
The real question is, you know, we have always assumed, it really goes back to the sense of that whole period of the world of this debate. Very sensitive about the fact that I'm never supposed to show any emotion or, you know, anger or anything of that sort. I'm not sure that's correct. I'm not sure, but if somebody has said a hell of a lot of people like the old Nixon, what's so called, they're not so sure that they may be as impressed with this whole business of coolness and so forth. Now you've got the price theory, of course, which is totally that. You've got to be like God. In other words, you're cool, temperate, I think that there's, it's a very fine line, but I think that there's a need if you're going to make an issue. Now and then you've got to hit something. Conley said he got an enormously favorable reaction to what he said in Munich because he cracked and stood up for America and kicked people around a little. I'm a bit surprised. That's what helped Agnew. At the time that he did it, he's not over now.
He's become peevish now.
He's whining. He's whining, and he comes back to it every time. How about that?
Yeah.
He's peevish, he's on one string.
Well, it's like getting mad at your kids or your employees or anything else. It's good to do, but you got to do it on purpose when it serves your purpose, not just all the time.
What? Having this muscle's goal. That's all I should understand. I didn't have a lot of things to say. Effectively, I really improve the rating of the president. And what has to be done is to start saying it a little harder. Surprise.
So you're kind of thing.
We had one last night. Maybe that wasn't the one to use it on, to be frank with you.
May not think
it. May not. What I meant is that due to the weather.
One thing could be that kind of thing. It's pushing.
Oh, yeah.
It's pushing a no count or something.
Oh, yeah. They were waiting me on that. Oh, crap.
You could.
And so I'm not going to waste that on an office pressure. I would never give them the chance to pick something.
Yeah, because then they play it the wrong way.
Then they check.
The way they describe it would be bad. You want to do it when people see you do it.
Absolutely precious pages that especially the reading book back. Just to give you a very, very brief update on any domestic pretty good sentiment in this. They continue to go. They look particularly bad last night, according to those that saw it. It's mean. They are.
Most of them don't have very good, you say.
Radiation has a dampening effect. Radiation's got to be very careful. I won't be seeing it. I mean, just tons of the same amount of energy. So, last night we were pretty much on that issue. I don't see how that couldn't have come out pretty strongly.
Sure.
I
get the advantage of repetition with a very strong point, strongly made. I don't see how there can be any question or any doubt.
But the engineers tell you, they say it tolerates the cool moving atoms, right? Well, it's about that, Bob. A lot of them go back, basically, not to the campaign, because it wasn't a campaign, but for that one miserable production job. Just one. Kind of a campaign. Somebody ever raised the question, of course they had no reason to. Much these of the campaign were highly responsible. They were armed, waving, you know what it means. None of us aren't, right? But that was just one thing. I remember where you had that's one word. The reference of that he was against it, it means. But he never told us, did he?
Yeah, he told Bill, but he also said there wasn't, you know, he wasn't asked. That he was told put it on. Pointed out the problems involved in doing it, so still trying to solve them, so he gets trying to solve
them. Comment on that. It's cool stuff and so forth. Whether really you're getting across, whether you get across a strong enough image, that's what we're talking about. That's what the cool tells me.
T is a cool medium, you should be cool generally. You can use some hypos, you know. That may be what. I don't think you want to come on, you know, come charging in there all, you know, getting up to, all right, first question, banging away. The coolness, but then a little, you know, righteous indignation or something like that on a particular point where there's a reason for it. It might be sort of a spice that picks it up, changes it. Down a little bit, builds the conflict. If you argue that the medium, the device is a good one because of the conflict, then that conflict ought to be sharpened. There should be a little ebb and flow in the conflict. And there should be the touch of humor, and then there should be the touch of sharpness.
So they've seen
a little fight. A range, yeah. So there's some fight there. They ought to feel good about it. There shouldn't be bitterness. It shouldn't be querulousness or anything like that, but it should be just natural. You can't do it. Why should you feel like doing it? But it would have been easy to be natural on that one last night.
Oh, not really. I get under complete control of those kind of reasons, and I just
You'd have to say that. See what I mean. You're using it, it'd have to be under control. You couldn't let it irritate you. You couldn't do it if you were mad. But you'd have to do it where it would be natural to be.
I've had plenty of occasions to be a little bit take them on.
Some have been totally unfair, totally, you know, where they say that. But you have taken them on pretty, I guess you've done it coolly, you've done it.
That's John's point, John Irvin's point. The intellectuals appreciate it. Maybe Anderson. Maybe that guy out there,
whoever that be in the
face area, you know, we'd like to see a knockoff. He doesn't like to see somebody come up.
Yeah.
Rest is rock and soccer, but
unless you want
to. The only thing is, I was wondering if this weekend you would still get the reaction to those two questions. The demonstrators and drugs, right? They've got to remember 4 days.
Drugs are not going to forget anyway. See, because you'll save the premise there. Even if they didn't hear you do it,
right?
You're going to say it. You say President Nixon said he's opposed to legalizing marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Okay. And that's the drugs. On the demonstrators, you won't quite save the premise.
No, but you...
Yeah. I think most everyone remember that. In the calls you had, most everybody mentioned that.
Yeah. First, your survey only half or somewhat less than half will have seen the press conference.
Right.
Have seen the press conference. So there'd be half the people you're talking to won't have seen it anyway. Get the answer from everybody, not just the people who saw the press conference. We can separate it and look at it and see whether it made a difference.
Yeah. And we were voting this week. What do you think? We just spent all the other time and the money. None of you spent all this time, in other words, in the poll. What the hell are we going to have to show really until after we have a major foreign policy breakthrough problem?
I'd like to pull before and after the wedding. Well, I'd like to see what the wedding does.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, because we can't stage another one. These polls, you know, one builds on the other. I push for more polls, or I used to push for not polling. It's been good to poll intensively as we have. We've learned a lot on how to use them.
Well, I'm not going to have the wedding.
What's to save the money?
I don't.
And
we don't need to save the money.
I don't see any reason to save the money. I just, when you think, you know, we can run half a dozen polls with the cost of a 1 minute spot on television.
Yes. The information is vital.
Polls are worth a lot more to us. Friends, and we get other questions in. We get our, you know, get the China question and the Hoover question, yeah. The BP question. There are other things we. Well, I think it's worth, like the marijuana question, I think it's worth getting
out. Yeah. All right. Let it go.
I can guess the answer. I think it's about 65% more than we would get. And the over 40, you get 80%.
You may get a lot more, I think, than the kids, too. The boy is missing out on the adult issue.
Marijuana users.
They don't individualize.
Why?
Because they know it's bad. I think the only deterrent they have is moving on. They know it slows them down.
Really? Time for your dinner. That would be a lot of fun.
Thank God there's no more of these.
Back. You can watch and see where it's in the...